Hello, educators. Welcome to Leave It at the Door, the podcast that helps teachers like you set boundaries, find balance, and rediscover the joy in teaching. I'm Annie Middlemist.
And I'm Robin Elliott, and we have spent decades supporting teachers in and out of the classroom.
Most importantly, we've been in your shoes, and we understand the challenges that you face every day.
So, take a deep breath, shake off the stress of the day, and let's learn to leave it at the door.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Leave It at the Door. I'm here with my dear friend, Dr. Robin Elliott.
Hi, Annie. Hi, listeners. And whether you're driving to school, grading papers, or just catching your breath, having some water, whatever, between classes, we are so glad that you're here today.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into something that's so needed right now, how teachers can find joy in their work again, even when things are feeling heavy or overwhelming.
Right? We know it's been tough out there. Definitely burnout is real. But we believe, we truly believe, and we have seen it, that with the right mindsets and habits, that all teachers and educators can reconnect with the parts of this job that keep them on fire.
You know, we came into this job because we love kids, because we love connecting. And this time of year, there's a lot of pressure with testing and all the things that are happening. So we want to really find what we can, that it's not just about standards, outcomes, and test scores. Right, Robin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if that's all it was, then no one would stick around for sure. Right? And the truth is that when teachers feel joy, they show up differently. They're more creative, more patient, more present. And that is what impacts every single thing and everybody, our students, colleagues, families, communities.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, joy isn't just something fluffy that we talk about. It's not just a sign that we hang up during the holidays. It's really essential for longevity in this career is to keep bringing back your joy.
Absolutely. And when joy is missing, you start seeing resentment, exhaustion, and that sense of, why am I even doing this? Why am I here? I don't know if you all have felt that before, but we want to help you reframe your thinking, if that's the case, and start some new habits centered around joy.
Absolutely. That's great. So let's name some of these different things. What are the biggest joy killers for teacher Robin?
I would say from personal experience and from my observation now, overwhelm. That feeling that there's just too much to do and never enough time.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, and I'm seeing it even just when I go to school. I was looking for a test the other day from one of my friends, and I swear he had 200 pieces of paper stacked on his desk trying to find this one quiz. That person is overwhelmed. So one thing that we've talked about in episode one was setting boundaries. That I used to think if I stayed at school later, I was being more dedicated. But actually, if I left earlier and just prioritized my own interests, my own life, I really had more energy for my students.
It's so true. It's so true, Annie. And another big one that I'm seeing, I'm not sure if you are, is that lack of autonomy, feeling that you have no choice or voice in what or how you're teaching.
Yeah, districts are starting to really be more controlling. They think they're being helpful because they're outlining your lessons. They have everything online for you for what you're going to teach next. But teachers take that so seriously that they don't realize that they can integrate their own personality, their own habits into that curriculum that they are teaching.
Yep. Yep. And then, of course, with that becomes isolation. I don't know if you felt that, Annie, but feeling like you're doing this work absolutely by yourself.
Yeah, you know, I've been there a lot. I've often asked myself, like, how can I feel lonely if I'm in a room with 28 kids all day? And teaching can be a really isolating job. So I've really found that finding my people, even just a couple of colleagues who I trust, who make me laugh, who I can go hang out with on break, that really breaks up the monotony of the job, the loneliness, the connecting with adults, and that can really make a big difference.
Exactly. Exactly. It's those connections. Those connections is what fuels the joy.
Yeah. So let's get super practical because, you know, we like to leave tips for our listeners that they can use right away. So we're going to start with five things that teachers can do to bring the joy back to their work starting today, as soon as they finish listening to this podcast.
I love it. I love it. So number one, how about we start a why I teach journal? Keep a simple notebook in your desk or notes in your phone. And if you want to start simple, maybe you are one of those that love post-it notes. I love a good post-it note. I have about 100 on my desk right now. But maybe you have a post-it note and end of the day before you go home, just write down one moment that reminds you of why you teach. It could be very big or very small.
Yeah, that's a great one. And you just reminded me of something. There's another teacher who I work with who has the kids do that on a post-it before they leave. What was the best part of today? And they stick that post-it on the door as they leave as part of his exit ticket.
Love
And then
it.
you can look at that and say, oh my gosh, my kids really do like being here. That kind of refills your whole emotional bucket, if you will. So two ways to do that. You're helping teach the kids gratitude, appreciating what happened during the day, but also then you get that instant visual feedback on post-its as they exit. And he uses that for high school students as well. I really like that idea.
That's great. Love it.
Then number two, let's talk about micro wins. A micro win is, doesn't have to be big, it's micro. So maybe you got a nice email from a parent. I got a complimentary email from a parent the other day saying that her child has started talking so much, engaging more, probably because he's been hanging out with me and I use a lot of words, so we do talk a lot. But it was so nice because parents don't often take time just to say thank you, or having a student participate in class who hasn't been participating, or maybe they found a new skill that you've been trying to teach and they did it. That's so exciting. Pat yourself on the back for that. That is a big deal. You need to take a second to notice those and point out those wins because sometimes the losses or the struggles are so much heavier than the wins, and we really want to shift that scale.
That is beautiful. I love that. I'm going to have to imitate that in some of my classes. That is really great. Celebrating those small wins. It's huge. And that leads me to the third one. So let's infuse more of you into your classroom. So kids really want to know you more. They want to connect with you. The more they connect with you as a human, as a person, if they know that you like basketball, you love music, you play an instrument, they know that you are human. You're not just this idol that they look to in the classroom. They're going to connect more and be more engaged and be more productive as a student. So share a favorite song as the students enter or leave your classroom. Put pictures of your dog or your family up into the room. If you go on a trip, talk about that. Where did you go? Show them on the map, taking a quick mini lesson on something you're passionate about. That will refuel you and get you more excited and remind you of why you're there and why you chose to be in this wonderful career. So it's the wonderful teachers, those that connect with their students on a personal level, they're the ones that are not burning out and they're continuing to find that joy, even when it's so difficult the springtime of the year.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, you walk into a lot of classrooms, and if the teacher left and someone else came in, you wouldn't really know who the teacher was. You wouldn't know anything about them because they're not taking time to infuse part of themselves into that room. And the kids do just love knowing that we're human, hearing our stories about my bad dogs and what they did at home that weekend, or when you run into them in the grocery store and they just can't believe that you exist outside of your four walls.
And you buy food, you eat, you're human. And forget about if you buy a bottle of wine, that's a whole
Right,
nother.
right. You got to hide the adult beverages. Exactly. So, number four is reconnecting with your students through curiosity. Anyone who watched Ted Lasso knows that that was one of his big lessons, is be curious, ask questions. Curiosity is such a great way to connect. So instead of just asking your kids, how was your weekend? For which I usually get a grunt, or what'd you do? Nothing. Oh, okay. That ends the conversation real fast. So I have my students do a gratitude every day when they come in. What are you grateful for? Maybe I ask about their pet or their baseball game or how did they do? That's that connection that I've been building throughout the year that I continue to follow up on. And then when I talk to my students who have challenges making friends, I tell them that a lot of friendships start with a compliment or a question. So I do that as a teacher. I compliment maybe something they're wearing or a braid they have in their hair, or ask a question about how they chose their rainbow pencil. But asking those questions and getting them talking is such a great way to connect. It says, I see you, you matter, and I'm really glad you're here.
That is so beautiful. That is well stated, Annie. And you do a really good job of that with your students. That also leads to number five, protecting our energy, protecting your peace. So, like, it is sacred, right? It definitely is sacred. So, protect your energy and take real breaks, small power boost, if you will. I like the way, Annie, you said also like micro wins. So, micro, not really micro naps, but just micro breaks, right? Stepping outside of your classroom on a break. No one's going to be in the room. You should not be in that room all day long. Step into the hallway, step outside if you can. Put your head out the window if you're in a big city and you don't have the time to go downstairs to go outside. But just a change in the air will be a micro reset. And I found this out a few days ago. I didn't know this. I don't know if you all did, but the Center for Disease Control says if you spend 10 minutes a day taking a break from whatever you're doing, breathing and just showing gratitude. So it could be writing on a post-it note or just recognizing yourself, taking some breaths, that you are reducing 23% of cortisol in your body. So I thought that was very, very important. So there's a biological component of taking your breaks, taking that time, drinking your water, having that apple, but taking that 10 minutes a day, whatever that is, whenever you can, it is your sacred, precious time. And that is, it protects your energy, which is so valuable.
Yeah, I agree. That's great information and great to understand that there is a science behind why you're feeling a little manic early in the afternoon or running the teacher lounge and grabbing a cupcake that someone brought in. You don't need a cupcake. You don't, that's not what that's about. You're just feeding your cortisol that's spinning up. So if you take a few deep breaths and lower that, then you can find that balance again. And these are just really easy things that you can do all day that we don't think about. So hopefully our listeners hearing this today will remember that next time you're feeling that way, that you take a deep breath and you just stop and you feel it building. So you stop and calm yourself down, like we teach our students to do. And all
Definitely.
this, you know, it reminds me of a teacher that I was coaching last year. She was ready to quit and she'd only been teaching a few years, had barely started paying off her student loans, and already she says, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So we started talking about different ways that she could have fun in the classroom again. And she started doing little dance parties on Friday at the end of the day. We used to do Fun Friday, we used to have like a half day, but now there's so many demands academically. I think teachers don't feel that they can do that. So even if it's just the last 2 minutes of a day, you could even have a playlist that the kids choose different music to, and you shake it off and you dance it off and you go off into the weekend. Just that little thing to look forward to helped her connect with her kids, change the vibe in her room, and the kids saw her in a whole new light. That simple little thing of just saying, I can be me, that no one had given her permission to be herself in the classroom, and that really helped her.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Something similar that I did when I was teaching third grade was that I wanted to really connect with them every single day. And it really kept me inspired because it's so hard for us to think of that student that their language is not proficient, right? Maybe he or she, they're don't speak, proficient English, or maybe they're reading, they're in third grade, but reading on a first grade level. But understanding these kids and where they are as little people. So third graders, 8 or 9 years old, they're little humans. They're not just the student that, oh, they're better in math, or they have an IEP, or they don't have too many friends, or I want them to have, other relationships in the classroom. But these little humans and hearing their story. So we would do a connection activity where I would give them glow bracelets or glow necklace. And after lunch, a recess, when they would come in and there was a lot going on and a lot of anger or frustration, and it was maybe 100 degrees outside and they were nice and sweaty, but they would come back in, get their water, I'd have the lights off, and they'd have a glow bracelet on, and they would just share some parts of themselves. I would get a popsicle stick and say, talk about a pet that you have. So they would share some of those stories and just reconnecting with them. And hearing their stories as little 8 or 9 year old humans, little people, and not just students. And you mentioned that also with the academic piece, connecting with them on a human level. And those habits and traditions matter. Would you agree, Annie?
Yeah, I love that. I love that's such a beautiful idea. And being out here in the Southwest where it definitely is very hot when they come in from recess. And there is a lot of tension. There's a lot of stuff that goes down in that lunchroom and recess that needs to be addressed before you can move into part two of your learning cycle of the day. So having them calm down after lunch, I think the after lunch community meeting is a really great essential part of making the afternoon successful and productive. Yeah, giving them a minute to process whatever's going on. But I love the glow bracelets and turning out the lights. I hadn't thought of that.
Great.
Yeah, so we're talking about the kids and connecting with the kids and finding joy in that. But I also find a lot of joy in connecting with my coworkers. They just make me laugh so hard, even if it's just a high five in the hallway. I see you. Let's keep going. We've got this. It's Wednesday. We're almost halfway through the week. And so I like to do little gestures for my coworkers. I just put little notes in their inbox just saying, I love you. Keep it up. Just little tiny things, maybe a small treat. And I just try to spread the joy of unexpected pleasures that I can give to my coworkers. And if I actually have time, I can go into their classroom if their kids are taking a test or something and just say, hey, I'm just giving you a 5 minute break, an unexpected break. Go for a walk. I'll watch your class for a little bit. Just those little things of connecting with my coworkers is what also helps me get to school, that I know I don't just have children that I get to see, but I have good friends that I want to see too. It's really important to have friends at work.
That is so true, because people don't leave jobs, they leave people, is something I was reading on. So that's a very good point. That sounds so nice, Annie. I remember I was teaching for 7 years and I had observations from my principals and administrators. I never had any feedback from anyone after 7 years of teaching, and I was at the point where I was burnt out. I wanted to quit. Maybe I was in the wrong career, burdened with student loan debt and just tired and all of that. And I had a sticky note someone put in my mailbox. I don't know who it was, and it said, "Thank you for all that you do." And I still have it to this day, and it just really kept me going. And it took them probably 20 seconds. But like you said, those little gestures are so important, right? They really make a big difference. I love the way you said that. So wherever you're at today, whether you're feeling pretty good, you see the spring is here, the summer's coming, or you're barely hanging on, you're struggling, just know that your joy is worth fighting for.
Absolutely. It's not about being happy all the time. It's just creating a way of teaching and living that helps you connect to your purpose. And when you're connected to your purpose, you can find that joy in your heart.
I love it. I love it. Being connected. And we hope that you'll try at least one thing from today's episode, just one. And like Annie said, micro, right? Keep it small and see how it feels. And then hopefully you'll join us for the next time.
Absolutely. This is so fun. I love connecting. I love hearing your stories when we're together. And it's been so fun doing this podcast every week with you. I love seeing you. I love that we have a scheduled talk date every week. And to our listeners, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time. And until then, just keep searching for that joy. It's out there. You just got to look for it.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Grateful for you and grateful for you all. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.